It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, you got to drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dusty, in this segment, we're going to be talking about recruiting.
Yeah, and I think for Penn State's 2021 class, just looking at themes and needs and, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but just looking at where they stand right now with two commitments and now a dead period that's going to run at least through the middle of April and trying to maybe get a little bit of normalcy, obviously back in our lives and to be able to not socially distance ourselves. There are priorities, but at the same time, looking at it through a sporting lens, Penn State had work to do, and I think a lot of people, and I'm sure including the coaching staff, were looking forward to, you know, acquainting themselves if they hadn't met top prospects already through the spring, having guys on campus to check out how the new coaches go about their business, get to know them a little bit. They didn't get that opportunity, not yet anyway. And I think for some programs, that absence means a little bit more than others. And I think for Penn State and the position they're in, This shutdown, you know, it impacts them on the recruiting front more than others, just for obvious reasons with all this new staff. So we'll run down through, you know, what that means, but also just in general what their needs are and what they're looking to try to accomplish in 2021. And your voice here, you know, I'm going to put you in a position to speak for the average fan and the average man, Jim, because that's you and how you feel about what's going on right now.
So I'm Mr. Average.
I mean that as a compliment, totally.
Well, I guess that's better than mediocre. It's an interesting topic, Dusty, exactly for the reasons that you pointed out. Now, first of all, this is James Franklin. We know his ability to recruit. But these are very special circumstances that obviously nobody anticipated. I think any other year, if Penn State had only two commits at this point, would shrug our shoulders. No big deal. It has no meaning because every year is unique. Every year where you get that momentum going. Now, all of a sudden, where our whole world has been put on hold and recruiting has been put on hold, all of a sudden, having the new coaches, which may be the reason why they're a little slower in going this year, but so many new position coaches, and now without spring practice and the ability to have visits from recruits, I do think as a fan, it's fair to say, hey, wait a minute, what kind of position does this put Penn State in? And I think for Penn State, more so than, oh, let's say Ohio State with, I believe, 14 commitments and 12 of them of the 4- and 5-star variety. So, yeah, it's a legitimate question.
And it is worth saying, you know, almost everybody who's high on Penn State's board is still out there and not committed. And Penn State is in a pretty good position with many of those guys. Also worth saying, you know, Michigan's got two commitments right now also. And, you know, I think part of this is not just having two commitments because you can fill out your cycle in any number of ways and you can have a big fall, a big summer. We've seen Penn State go through all this. Penn State has had, you know, really red hot springs. They've had hot summers and they've had hot falls. I think it's just the way that recruiting goes, and you can't always predict when that run is or isn't going to happen. Oklahoma's got three commits right now. Texas A&M has three commits. So I don't think we judge this situation just on the number of commitments. I think just in terms of momentum, for example, Penn State has lost as many commits as it has right now. And I think all of it is just part of this picture where, you know, there's a little bit of urgency, but not only can you count on James Franklin to recruit, I've made this point before, you can count on him in circumstances like these to understand the context, to understand the rules and the restrictions, and to find a path forward that makes the most out of what their situation is. We don't know what that is right now. We don't know whether they're making more use of FaceTime and getting creative and unique with that, or what they're doing. But I'm sure that behind the scenes that James Franklin is making progress in the right direction. I think it's just a matter of time before we see that reflected in their commit count.
I agree. And, you know, the question that I think we all have is, okay, now what do they have to do to make this a successful recruiting season? A year ago, we were talking about people like Fleming and Bressy, who were five-star players in Penn State's recruiting footprint. I'm not sure that this year, just like last year, I don't think it's so much about specific positions, although last year there was an emphasis on wide receivers, and I get that. But I think the most important thing is, it's like when they talk about the NFL draft, get the best possible players. And this year for Penn State, those five-star guys in their recruiting area are offensive linemen. So if that's who the five-star players are in your area, those are the guys that you have to get. And
Yeah, and I don't think – obviously you always benefit from getting steadily accumulating talented offensive linemen, but I do agree that that's just kind of one of the strengths of the region. And, you know, we've been through a bunch of times who those targets are. Nolan Rucci is one. Landon Tangwall is you know, in my eyes, maybe the most important, because you can look at – Tony Grimes, who's a five-star cornerback from Virginia, or a Caleb Williams, who's a five-star quarterback from D.C., and even Nolan Rucci, who's a five-star offensive tackle from Warwick High School in Pennsylvania. Trevion Henderson is a five-star running back from Virginia. These are all nice prospects and guys that Penn State wants, but I think Penn State is – you know, their hats in the ring. I wouldn't call him a favorite for any of those guys. Landon Tangwall is a little different. They are a favorite for him, I think. And getting to the finish line with him, you know, is significant. You know, these other guys, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they went someplace else. But guys that Penn State's high on their list, they got to get to the finish line with them.
That's exactly it. Remember, we've often talked about the blue chip ratio. You know, how many four and five star players do you have on your roster compared to three star and below? So that's how you build a team that can contend for the playoffs and a national championship. We talked about that on our show earlier in the week. What would it take for Penn State to break into that group from great to elite, right? And it starts by getting those five-star guys who, number one, like you said, that they're leaning your way. Well, you got to close the deal. And number two, and I keep emphasizing this, I keep talking about it, and it's not a knock on Sean Clifford or the rest of the quarterbacks that Penn State has brought in. And it's about getting that star quarterback, that elite quarterback. And Penn State is one of several who are on Caleb Williams' finalist list. But would it surprise us for him if he ends up at Oklahoma or LSU or Clemson? Of course not. Penn State's not the favorite. But I will still say that's the kind of player that Penn State needs if they want to break into that elite group.
Yeah, I mean I think you would love that, because you can see the difference that an unstoppable quarterback can mean everything. And you want to talk about, you know, the context of recruiting rankings and that kind of thing. Having an electric dual threat quarterback is the ultimate margin for error elsewhere on your roster. Not that Penn State has, you know, they've done an excellent job of building their roster, but you know, an unstoppable quarterback just elevates everything. And an unstoppable quarterback can come from the three-star ranks. They can. But when you talk about the difference between three stars and five stars on average, you're talking about, you know, a variety of outcomes in their development, where that's a tighter, it's a tighter array of outcomes for a five star than it is for a three star. That's just a fact. You can see a three star play like a five star sometimes. You can see a five star play like a three star, but in general, you know, margin for error on five stars, their upside is obviously really high. And you know, as much as you can build a roster around three star sort of unheralded guys, you know, five star players are much, much, much more likely to be transcendent talents, like a Micah Parsons, for example. How significant is his talent to Penn State's defense? You know, you need to land some of these guys. And Penn State, for the most part, has been pretty good about that. We'll see in 2021 if they can keep that going and maybe take it to another level.
Yeah, that's exactly it, Dusty. And it's there's nothing wrong with the fact that Penn State has very good players on their team, very good. And I think both of us are big Sean Clifford fans. And I do think there is more in Sean Clifford's game, that he can make the jump be even better going forward. But the fact is, when we're talking about elite, just like James Franklin talked about reaching that elite status, the funny thing is, all those really elite quarterbacks seem to be playing on elite teams.
Yeah.
Tua and Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, it's not a coincidence. So that's the kind of player in Caleb Williams that I think can take this team from a really good team to perhaps an elite team, because they do have a lot. He cannot do it alone, and Penn State has a lot of talent across the roster. But boy, would I love to have that elite quarterback come in.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Joe Burrow is a good example of elite doesn't always start at elite. So we'll see which direction Sean Clifford goes this season. I think if we see him take a step forward, he can become that guy. Maybe as a junior, senior, he's a guy who is a true difference maker. Just looking at some of the other questions real quick. We don't have a lot of time, but just, you know, do they need a high-profile running back each and every year? Do they need a five-star in this class? What's the biggest priority on your end? What other question do you have real quick?
I don't think they have to get that five-star running back every year, but what it would do more than anything else, because they have young running backs already, what it would do is keep that running back university reputation going.
Yeah, and we've seen, so Evan Pryor, who was a Penn State target, chose Ohio State because they have a bunch of other running backs. This is where we are now, where Penn State's system of using running backs and preserving their prime years, that's where college football is going, and Penn State has a good situation for that. I think they will keep it going. We'll see as we move forward. We're moving on here now on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ask Dustin your Penn State football and recruiting questions. We'll take them right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.